This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, let's dive into another late show. Wednesday night, News Talk 830 WCCO. Full show tonight, and a little bit later this evening, Mayor Jacob Frey will be on the show. He'll be in studio. Stephen Silton in studio. Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor, she will join us. Usual time at 7:30. A topic that every single show, I think, on this station today has tackled and talked about, I want to address, because I feel like it has to be addressed, but I have a different perspective, and it has to do with employees that don't take vacation days, and they have vacation days available to them. I believe that employees that don't take vacation days, I believe that they are a detriment to our society. I believe that. I don't think that this, like, just doing the staying attached to your job 24/7 is an awesome thing for us. And I say that because when you look at everything with regards to not wanting to take vacation, I think that when you don't take vacation, you hurt yourself, and I believe that you hurt your colleagues that you work with. This does nothing, in my opinion, but hurt the worker who won't take the vacation and all of those around that individual. You know, the poll and the report from FlexJobs says that the majority of those people that have, though the majority have access to PTO, the report said that 23% of employees, so 23%, didn't take a single vacation day in the past year. And that's based on a survey of 3,000 U.S. workers. And there are reasons why some of those individuals are reluctant to take time off. And we'll get to that here in a second. But one of the biggest things that we must understand, and we talk about it all the time, and it's one of the biggest issues in our society, and we hear it all the time, right? Mental health. Mental health. Mental health is one of the biggest issues in our society, and not taking a break from work ever does not help a person in that area. And I've worked with these types of people, the people that are workaholics, and it makes our lives as colleagues miserable too. I'll give you a perfect example. Former colleague of mine that I co-hosted a show with in Kansas City. He is sports, sports, sports. Feed me football. Feed me baseball. Feed me basketball. Feed me all the sports. Feed me badminton. Feed me everything. His life revolves around sports. In commercial breaks, sports. The moment we get done with a four-hour show, sports. And that ain't me, man. Like, I love sports more than most. I'm not a casual. I love sports. But the moment we take the headsets off, bro, I don't want to hear about a 4-3 defense. I'm not running to a computer to look at the all 22. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. That's not what I'm about. Bro, I need a break. I need to get to the gym. I need to run and get some groceries. I don't want to sit and talk SEC football with you all night. And so, like, there came a point where we had to have a meeting. Like, me, him, the program director. And I'm like, I don't want all the late evening text about this topic and that. I need to chill for a minute. And he was so obsessed with it. And I love him to death. Great guy. But to me, that is part of the issue, is that you have people that can't put the job down. And I get it with this poll. Some people stated that they had so much work to do that they couldn't justify taking a vacation. That was 43%. 30%. They worried about falling behind, according to the survey. So I get it. It's not just an easy fix. But when we talk about all the time, mental health is a big issue in our country. This does not help. We all have stress. We have personal stress. We have work stress. We all have stuff, right? Chris, you got a wife. Mm-hmm. You got kids. You got a family. I have less on my plate because I'm not married and I don't have kids. But I got other stuff that maybe you don't have. My point is that when you look at the work environment, and you're blessed to have PTO if you have it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not everybody's guaranteed
PTO.
Yeah.
You should be using it. Using it for your sake and for everybody else around you. I'd love for people to weigh in. 651-461-9226. Because I want everybody out there to be happy and healthy. And I think that you should be utilizing vacation days. And look, I'm not sitting here saying that if you get 2 weeks vacation, that you should have to use all of your vacation. But I think that you should, from time to time, be utilizing that to get away from work and take a breather.
I think part of this, too, though, Henry, is we get to a point where I think people are just pretty insecure at times about their job. Because if you take time off and you're away and somebody comes in and they are filling in or they do your job, and then you're like, okay, I'm taking this time away. Am I really needed? Am I going to be replaced? And it's taken me a long time. I'm 50 years old. I've been in this business since 1997. I still have those insecurities. I mean, hell, this industry is ever changing. And I don't know what, you know, I can only speak to my situation, but I think that's part of it. It's like, ideally, it would be great, but there's always a part of me that feels a little guilty, like I'm stepping away and I'm being selfish, even though it's been given to me and I've earned it because that's your job. You feel like you give it your all and you want to be rewarded for that. Sometimes I feel like maybe we just haven't earned it.
But you shouldn't feel like that. I'm going to tell you why. That leads to people running themselves down. This is what we do.
I think it's a common thing.
We run ourselves in the ground. And you know, we've seen this and we've heard this, and you probably have seen this on whether it's TikTok or Instagram or on social media, or just you've heard people talk to you about this. That when you're dead and gone, that office, whether it's a cubicle, that classroom, you know what?
They're going to fill it. Yep.
They are going to fill it. And I'm mm-hmm. not – because we all know that we're all valuable as human beings. We get one life. But at the end of the day – a lot of companies view us all as replaceable, and they will move on to the next. That is the reason why we should all give ourselves opportunities to take breaks and just hit the reset button. bunch of people are texting in. I'd love to get a phone call or two. 651-461-9226. We'll address this, take your phone calls and texts, and we'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, call in now, 651-461-9226. Text line for the 952. This stops when companies stop letting people carry over unused PTO to the next year, use it or lose it. They go on to say, I feel like my wife is about to be sick on January the 1st, and she's going to need me to care for her for 20 weeks. I will say this. I think it is an issue when you – I think that people should be allowed to carry over the PTO. And I'll just speak for – you know, me personally, working here, you can't carry it over. I don't think that that helps everything, but I'm not somebody that's going to leave days on the table. I'm just not going to do it. And I don't take, and usually for me, this is how it works, is that there are only two times of the year where I typically get into the taking vacations. It is whenever in the heart of the summertime, that we get ready to you know, I'm getting ready to cover NBA Summer League or you know, get away for a week right around the MLB All-Star game like break. I will get into it at that time, and then also across the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving and it's also Christmas time and before the end of the year, because I have to get those days in. I have to take them, and I'm not leaving them on the table. From the 612, and I think this is more towards you, vacation is part of your compensation. Take your time off.
Yeah, it's an old school mindset for me that maybe it's just being a Gen Xer, that I've always been of the belief that if you are hired, you show up, you do your job. It's, for me, it's hard for me to retrain my brain to step back and say, you know what, it's okay to take a day off for me. It's okay to take time off, because even when I'm away, like, my mind, I'm thinking,
what am I missing?
When has it ever been
a bad thing, though? Like, I think that that's weird, that there are people that think that vacation that is part of your contract or that is owed to you, taking a day off is a bad thing. Like, I don't understand that concept. I just don't understand it. Like, and I repeat, I am typically somebody that is always at work. The majority of holidays, I even work. And a lot of times I'll get a comp days later on. But I'll find myself working on the 4th of July. I've worked Thanksgiving days before. So I don't have an issue with working. My issue is, yeah, go ahead and using all those vacation days. Like, for instance, I'll tell you guys right now, there's going to be plenty of fill-in stuff for me over the course of the next couple of months, mm-hmm. in November, December, but that's just how it is.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm with you as well. Like, I've worked a lot of holidays, the Christmas, the New Year's, the Thanksgiving, the 4th of July, because you always get an extra, you get something for that. You know, you get that extra day that you can tack onto your vacation. So I feel like I've gotten better, but I think that it's still something that I struggle with, especially with my insecurities. I think that's more of it for me than anything else.
From the 763, great conversation on vacation time. I used to not take enough time off and always extended weekends. Now I take full weeks off and feel so much more refreshed. Great for you, because that's, to me, that really is the way to go. And then somebody else says from the 612, Henry, my first real job out of high school was in a bank. A 2-week vacation was mandatory. This was to make sure a person was not doing anything illegal with the books. To me, people that don't take vacations are afraid something will come to light within their job. Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry, I agree with you entirely. As usual.
You know what they say? They say a lot of these people that are protesting, they're paid protesters. So I'll just go ahead and just send you through Zelle some money for this phone call here.
Yeah, he's got your Venmo.
I'm a paid protester. Yeah. But as you know, I'm a former cop, and I will name the organization, the City of St. Cloud, and it was a wonderful place to work. Mm-hmm. I got reasonable pay, good benefits, and the customer was always rock. You can't beat that.
Yep.
But as far as time off goes, we got so many vacation days per year, and we got paid holidays, but we could borrow a holiday and we could bank a holiday. And then because of our work rotation, we'd work 6 on and 2 off and et cetera, until finally it was 5 on and 3 off and 5 on and 3 off. So I was able, by borrowing a holiday, banking a holiday, I used 3 vacation days and took 10 days off.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And that's good for you. That is just good for you.
I just think that, and thanks to the phone call from Jeff and Sauk Rapids, I think that it's healthy, man. It is healthy to take these vacation days. It really is. And when we in this country are talking 24/7 about mental health and taking care of yourself, why would you not go ahead and do it when it's provided for you? When your employer has it in there, why would you not do that? It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Let's go to Tim in Fridley. What's up, Tim?
Yeah, I just got him on the comment on what you're saying there too. Like me, okay, I'm a federal employee, and we, at the level that I'm at now, I'm getting 208 hours a year in vacation time. We can carry over 240, and I take every bit of what I have, so I'm not in a lose it or use it situation.
Yep.
But the nice thing is we also get sick time that we can carry over. For me, that's my long-term disability or short-term disability policy.
Yep. No, I totally get it. And thanks to the phone call from Tim and Fridley, I think he's got a great situation, and I think his outlook on it is great.
Yeah, he's got it.
And he has the opportunity and ability to carry, though, over the vacation. Mm-hmm. Like here, we don't, you know, you just don't have that.
Yeah, vacation, our sick time accumulates. But yeah, the PTO.
Unless we need to start checking the contracts of Chad Harbin and Jason DeRusher.
Well, I mean Chad and Jason, they've got commas in their salaries. Okay, I've got one comma. You know, my focus is more on the after the dot with my paycheck more so than before the comma. But I think we do talk about mental health, and I think it was probably I want to say like maybe about 10 years or so ago, Henry. When I was working in Sioux Falls, and then I worked at Learfield in Jefferson City, Jeff City, Missouri. And I didn't have those vacation days, but I would use my sick mm-hmm. as mental health. And I would say, I need a mental health day. And there was never any. My boss is there, Tom Bowman, to be
which specific. In the contract, that's the way that it's phrased as a personal day, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, it was phrased as a personal day.
Yep.
They had absolutely no problem because I think it was starting to become more prevalent and more okay that you did need a mental. And now, if you're just like, man, I need a recharge. I just need a day. I need a mental health day. It's not even questioned. And I think that's great. But I guess what do we do for the people that are out there that don't have these holidays, that don't have, that are, you know, working two or three part-time jobs just to make that. I think that's where it can kind of become a problem. We're blessed, but I know there are people out there that aren't in that situation.
Well, do you think that most companies also offer that too? Because we talk about sick mm-hmm. and we also talk about vacation. Do you think that the majority of companies offer those personal days too? Because when you think about, I'm trying to think of the days that I've used so far this year. I've used vacation. Mm-hmm. I've used sick. I've used
your comp days.
Yeah, well, comp. But
your comp days are your holidays.
Yeah, but that's just working holidays. So there's been a couple of holidays where, like, if the Twins are playing and I'm gonna be around, I'm gonna fill in for somebody or just mm-hmm. work on that day or whatever. Of course, I'm gonna go ahead and work it. So I don't look at comp days the same. But the other one is utilizing those personal days.
Personal holidays that you can use for whatever reason. I think
more so personal is it's not a holiday, it's like a mental health day.
But yeah, no, it's a personal day that you can use for
whatever
you want. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think my wife has personal days at her job.
Mm-hmm.
And she works for a fairly, you know, prestigious company. I don't think they've got it there. But yeah, that I would be very curious, like, how is the structure? Is it sick? Is it PTO? Is it personal? Or like how all of that? And, you know, and what can you use these for? I mean, do you have to use your personal days as a vacation, or can you use it for, you know, I mean, I think.
And let me say this too. It's different with different places as well, because.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Here at WCCO, there isn't a roster of 20 producers. Like, you got producers, and then when producers need to get their vacation in, then you got people that are, you know, filling in the gaps. And then we're blessed enough to be able to have a great roster full of people that will step in to host shows. Vanita's mm-hmm. gone the next couple of days. I think Rena Sargentopoulos is going to be in. Tom Hauser does a phenomenal job. So we're great in that way. But they're not, you know, they're not employees necessarily. They are people that are part of the stock.
Part-time fill-in.
Yes.
They're on the bench. Right?
Yes.
They're on the roster.
For Jason DeRusha earlier today and doing a phenomenal job hosting for Jason. So I say this, and I say it to everybody out there. Man, take your time. Please, please take your time, because you're doing yourself a great service. And I'm telling you, I had to lay into my coworker at that time and just be like, dude, I know you're obsessed with sports,
mm-hmm.
but we're not going to do this every single day. When we take the headsets off and I walk back to my computer and you're at your computer, don't ask me about, do you want to watch the all 22 of Chiefs and Chargers, or, you know, start discussing 4-3 defense. No. You know what I want to do, actually? I want to go to the gym. I want to get a lift in.
Decompress.
I want to chill.
You got. I mean, sometimes it's not healthy to have a job, and then outside of your job, you're still consumed with that. Like, I feel like, and we talked about an identity, right? You don't yet want your identity to be tied up in one thing. It's all about being well-rounded and just having so many different characteristics.
From the 612, Henry, many companies require employees to take vacation. Historically, employees involved in embezzlement schemes do not want to be absent from their jobs.
You got me.
I'm a former auditor. Oof. Coming up next, every sports athlete should take Justin Jefferson's lead from the Minnesota Vikings. We get to that next year after weather on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Every athlete out there should take Justin Jefferson's lead. Follow his lead. Justin Jefferson said this past Tuesday that he's put up his own boundaries on social media sites like Instagram, where he has nearly 2 million followers. So Justin Jefferson, who also on Twitter has over 300,000 followers, said he turned off DMs, direct messages. You can't message him. I think that that is something that every athlete should do. Every athlete should not allow people to DM them. They shouldn't. And the reason why I say that is because it is more harmful and people are going to send more hurtful messages than those that will praise you. Because people will openly praise you with comments and replies. But in the DMs, they'll send the racist texts. They'll send the all the horrible stuff.
The threats.
And so this has come up again because cornerback Isaiah Rodgers shared some of the racist harassment that he received from fans, or from a couple of fans, in the hours after the Vikings lost to the Eagles on Sunday. Justin Jefferson said this, quote, "People don't really have a filter, or people don't really care about your emotions or care about how you're feeling. That's definitely something that's tough to deal with. But I kind of helped my way into limiting those comments. There's different ways of keeping those comments away from your visual, even if you have to restrict some of the comments, some of the words they might say. I've turned my messages off. You can't even DM me." That should be every athlete. Now, if you say, well, not every athlete's going to follow that, which I get. We understand that. I would say from a priority standpoint, at the top is professional athletes. Okay? At the top. Second tier are college athletes that get mega money for NIL. Then the third tier is everybody else. And the reason why I have a tier with the college athletes is there are athletes in this whole era of transfer portal and NIL that are getting major money. And they're going to get harassed just like a professional athlete because now they're essentially a pro.
Mm-hmm.
I just seen the last couple of weeks commercials with Drew Aller from Penn State. Like, first off, I think he's one of the more overrated players in college football. Now he's done for the rest of the year with Penn State, but he is in a commercial right now. And I'm sure that the moment he got hurt, he probably got some DMs, if he has DMs, talking about, look at that, you're a bum, you're this, you're that, you're not that good, and now you're out for the year, you suck. And now Penn State is done. I'm pretty sure he got some ugly stuff. I'm sure there are people that openly were like, hey, I'm bummed, man, that your time at Penn State's over, that I want you to get healthy, I want you to do well, whatever, heal up and recover. But we know that typically, in situations like this, openly, in the public eye, you're going to get the people that slide into the DMs to say the ugly stuff. The ugly stuff is not going to be as rampant on people replying to you, like in posts that you have. You're more likely to see all the ugly stuff in the DMs.
Oh, absolutely. People want to hide their nastiness. People love to be beyond the cloak of anonymity because you can put up, you can be behind any username you want and you can put a message out there because there's no accountability.
And these people are being protected even more in today's society than ever before. Elon Musk, you used to be able to see what a person likes. Now you can't even see that anymore. And so people are like liking all of these terrible things in society and you can't even, you know, you can't look at that anymore.
Yeah.
To determine whether you want to be dealing with people or not.
Yeah. I really appreciate Justin Jefferson saying, hey, my DMs are closed. Because if you really got something to say to an athlete, you can say it in public, or you know what you do? You contact the team because all of these teams have media relations departments. So you can, that's how we used to do it, Henry. Like we used to have to contact the team to be like, hey, can you get a letter to, you know, can you get a letter to Kirby Puckett for me? Can you get a letter to Gary Gaetti for me? Oh, you know, that's what you did. Nowadays,
you can still do that.
You can, yes. Yeah. But I feel like everybody nowadays, it's like, you know what? I've got a direct line to this person or maybe even to this person's camp because sometimes athletes or celebrities don't even run their own accounts. They're run by a handler, which if you've got that ability, great. But there are so many people out there that are so willing to say so many bad things, but yet not be held accountable. And that's the problem, Henry, I think, is that too many people say whatever they want, but there's absolutely no way to hold them accountable when they say those things. Because if the athlete comes back and takes the bait, it's done. Some people are only out there for the gotchas.
And the other thing about this, too, and let's just call it for what it is, I think that a lot of athletes will always allow their DMs to be open because of the dating game. in the pool that way. Like, it's a thing. It is slide into them DMs. I remember years ago.
That's still a thing? Sliding into the DMs?
Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I've been out of the game for, you know, almost 20 years, so I don't even slide. I more just like waddle. But if athletes are going to keep their DMs open for that reason, I mean, I guess, you know, if that's your thing, go for it.
People are still sliding into the DMs. Like, DM sliding is a thing. Like, that's why we're on this topic. Justin Jefferson says you can't DM me. People are direct messaging.
Oh, see, I think of sliding into the DMs, I think that's more of a, I don't think of that as being like a you know, attacking somebody for their performance. I think about sliding into the DMs
the act of sliding into a DM can be sliding in to try to date, to flirt, whatever. But if you're sending a direct message, you're sending a direct message, whether it's for whatever purpose it is. But the bottom line is that I remember having being on the radio show in Kansas City, and in studio we had Aaron Murray, former quarterback with the Georgia Bulldogs, who went on to be with the Chiefs, and his high-profile girlfriend at the time, Casey McDonald, who did television, some modeling. She was in the TV world. She now is the wife of Eric Hosmer.
Okay.
But I remember they came in studio. I mean, beautiful woman, stunning. And how did they meet? Sliding into the DMs. And she said to me, and it became a soundbite that was played all the time on the station, where Casey McDonald was telling me, "Hey, Henry, slide into them DMs. Slide into them DMs." I'm like, wow. It's insane.
See, yeah, when I think about sliding into the DMs, I don't think about somebody sliding in to be, you know, to critique or, you know, anything like that.
I'm not saying that's how it's.
And this is my small mindedness, not being hip with the lingo or whatever it is. That's like sliding into the DMs. I'm always thinking that's like, oh, yeah, you're trying to get into some sort of romantic, you know, try and get their attention with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's you really should close those off. Like, I know just regular people that don't have their DMs open, and that's okay. There are certain, like, you can't DM somebody unless you're following them. And, there have got to be certain ways to put restriction, but it is not worth your mental health. It is not worth these athletes or celebrities or whoever, if you've got somebody that is going to try and hide via the DMs. If you got that nastiness, put that out to the world, because guess what? You're going to get outed. You're going to get outed for those messages, because people know how to take a screenshot. People know how to post. People know how to put that out there.
Yeah,
so you're not being sneaky.
But Isaiah Rodgers, he did not. He actually did the person solid.
Oh, I would have put that person on blast.
He did not reveal who the person was.
Oh, I would have done it. I'm petty as hell like that. So, I would have done it.
So wait, you've been married for how many years?
17. We've been married since 2008, and we've been together since 2005.
So in your lifetime, you have never slid into a DM?
Never slid into a DM. Hmm. Never slid into a DM. Because DMs weren't a thing when we were dating. No.
I've slid into a DM.
You have? Did it work out for you?
Well, no. It wasn't, it wasn't like that. It was, I mean, we flirted through DM we've had conversation, but it's never to the
point. Sexting. Okay.
No, it's not sexting.
Not sexting?
Definitely not sexting.
Okay.
No, it's just communicating. Put it like this.
Mm-hmm.
I slid into the DM of somebody that is pretty popular. They've got over 176,000 followers. I am one of her followers.
Okay.
And they're international. They don't even live here. We've never met in person, but we communicate regularly.
How really? Cool is that? You communicate with... Okay.
Yep.
Huh. I'm not even going to guess.
They've been on television shows the whole nine. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Crazy. Yeah. Anyway. We'll try and fix that.
All right. We are a little bit over an hour away from Mayor Jacob Fry joining us here on the show, and we'll talk about plenty of things. Stephen Silton's going to be joining us as well. But 651-461-9226. I wonder if anybody in the listening audience slid into the DM of a man or woman and ended up married. I'm sure they have. I'd love to hear a story next year on the Lake Show. Slide into those DMs. 651-461-9226.
Yeah, see, I always think of sliding into those DMs as like something nefarious, you know?
Nefarious?
Well, something just like kind of, like you're kind of up to no good if you're sliding into those DMs.
We understand the context of what sliding into DMs is. we're not trying to rephrase or change what sliding into a DM.
Don't want to redefine that.
We know what that is. You've never, you know, been a part of it.
Mm-mm.
You've missed out in life. But then again, we learned last night that no, I don't want to get back.
No. Let me say, I am a very selfless and generous lover. Okay, so we can put that to bed right now. But I ain't never slid into nobody's DMs.
It was never about you. It was about, you know, because it's always good to give, but, you know, it's also good to receive.
See, I'm not selfish like that. Oh, okay. Nah, I'm not like that. I'm a giver.
Yeah, man. We can tell you've never, anyway. All right, moving on.
How many DMs do I have to slide into to, no, never mind. But it really is, I wonder if teams with part of the media training, I wonder if this is now something that teams are going to say, hey, if you've got a social media account, let us run it, or let us filter something.
Why would an athlete allow a team that they play for run their account? Why would they do that?
Well, I mean, let me take that back. I don't mean necessarily run
or dictate to them what they should put on their social media. That's insane to me. Why would you do that?
Well, to protect the athletes from people that do stuff like that.
They're better off letting their parents deal with their social media. If I'm Jaden Daniels, I'd rather my mom do my social media than the Commanders.
Than the Commanders, okay.
Because what if you want to speak out about something and the NFL or the NBA or the WNBA or whoever,
the team doesn't want you to.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of safeguards could be in place for these athletes, so they're not subjected to people, you know, just going in there and saying whatever they want. Because
I think that they can do what they can do as individuals to try to protect themselves. We can't put everybody in bubble wrap, though. Like, that's just not going to work. Yeah. Like, they have to live their lives. They can't be isolated from everybody in society. It is what it is.
Have you ever had anybody just slide into your DMs like that and criticize you or get pretty aggressive with you?
You told me in a negative way?
Yeah, people.
Oh, I've had negative messages a time or two, but I think that the thing for me is I don't pay attention. Number one, the tools have gotten better over time. Like, people can't do it nowadays the way that they used to do it for the most part. Yes, you've had people that'll slide in and they'll send you a message and it'll be hateful but I tend to kind of brush that off. Heck, we've even had here people send hate mail to, you know, radio stations.
Oh yeah.
Upset at you. In the last, what, since the beginning of the year? And they signed it MAGA. Like, whatever, man. Like, if that's what floats your boat, more power to you, bro.
It's not something that bothers you. I can tell you it's not something that bothers you.
You are wasting your ink and you are wasting your time sending mail like that. Like, if you are a person that is sending hate mail to a radio station, I'm sorry, you need to reevaluate your life.
I think that can go for a lot of things.
Reevaluate your life.
If you're somebody who's sitting around there and you're just stewing in this negativity and you're waiting for something to trigger you to send a message, to send a letter, to send a text, then I feel like you're doing it wrong, because there are people out there, you know, that will wait for that time to jump on an athlete. And at the end of the day, what do you gain from it? Like, okay, you're going to criticize Justin Jefferson because he had a ball that was ripped out of his hands in the end zone against the Eagles. Okay, what are you going to say to Justin Jefferson that's going to make a difference? Like, what do you think the end game is going to be? How is this going to end well for you? Is it going to make you feel better? No, you're just going to look like a raging douchebag. That's all that's going to happen when you do this. And I don't know why this doesn't resonate with people that send these messages. Okay, you might feel good in the moment. Then what? Like, what is step two after that? I don't think there is any. Because it's out there, and now what? Can you go back and be, oh, I really didn't mean it. Well,
that guy tried to say that to Isaiah Rodgers in the exchange.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, those are words you can't take back. There are some words you cannot take back, especially if somebody does not know you, because that is the first impression. And if that's the first impression, some casual random fan or dude from somewhere, that's not a good look. Yeah. And it happens way more than it should.
All right, coming up next here at the top of the hour, I want to talk some NBA, because the Wolves are back in action and their season tips off tonight. They are on the West Coast. They are playing the Portland Trail Blazers later this evening. But with all of that, the biggest win for the NBA already this season came on opening night. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.